Big Hits 102.5 and 1330 WBTM. I'm joined by a very special guest on the morning show this morning, a name a lot of you might be familiar with if you have come through the county schools. The Danville Concert Association has some great things going on, and I'm joined by one of their board members this morning, Cedric Harrison. Thank you for taking some time with me this morning.
Thank you, Josh, and I do appreciate WBTM allowing us to be a part of your program.
Well, and I'm not going to lie to you, I know we were kind of talking before we got started. We got a lot more history than I thought. It was really good to catch up, and I know, you know, we were talking about some old hats that we'd interacted with, so this is a lot of fun to kind of catch up.
Absolutely.
And very excited about a lot of the good things the Danville Concert Association has going on. You guys have a full schedule this year, but tell folks that may not know about the Danville Concert Association, what's your mission? What's your goal? What do you look to achieve in our community?
What we try to achieve with the Danville Concert Association is to be able to bring the arts, especially the performing arts, to our region, to our community. And so this year, we are very excited that we are celebrating our 67th season of bringing in high-quality entertainment right here to the Danville region. And so we really work hard to try to secure these performing groups and ensembles and to bring them in a way that is affordable for our citizens in this area.
67 years is a long time. There's a lot of pathway to success there. It shows being able to put this on over and over and over for over six decades. That's impressive in and of itself. And I think one of the things I've noticed as I look at your different schedules from year in and year out, you don't just stick to one style or type of music. You guys cover a very wide variety, and this year is no different. You actually have an event coming up tomorrow that's certainly going to be a real treat.
Absolutely. And we are excited about that. You know, we spend a lot of time in our board meetings just trying to, you know, have discussion about what type of performances that we want to bring to the area and making sure that it was able to reach all of Danville to make sure it's a very diverse, you know, performance menu that's available. So we sort of look at it as a way of making sure that when you come and be a part of the Danville Concert Association, that you're getting a true, well-rounded buffet of performances. So it could range anything from classical to spiritual to orchestral to that of, you know, dance, you know, companies and things of that sort. So we're hoping that our community will embrace that and not just choose one or two, but just go ahead and just, you know, be a full member, you know, for the season and to be able to enjoy all four performances that will be taking place for this 67th season.
You hit the nail right on the head there. You want to kind of expand, make your brain that sponge, absorb it all, try different things, learn different things. You guys have coming up tomorrow the Krueger Brothers, which is a bluegrass band from not too far down the road. Well, I'd say far down the road. They were originally from Switzerland, but they moved over to Wilkes County, North Carolina, so just a couple hours away, and you guys are going to have them to open the season.
Yes, and we are excited about that. The Krueger Brothers will be coming to do a performance for us, and that will be at the Community Market, as you have stated, on tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., and that venue is a little different than what the Concert Association has used in the past, and that is because we've got some new innovative board members that definitely says that the Community Market would be really the best spot. We are so proud of my city council and our residents of the Danville community and how the River District has just really taken off, and what a perfect venue the Community Market is going to be able to host this event.
Well, and as folks are getting ready to come see the show tomorrow, what kind of ticket prices do you guys have set up so we can share those out so folks can be ready?
Absolutely. Tickets for this event is $25 for adults. Student price will be $10. And so again, you know, it's very affordable, but you know, Josh, I would encourage, you know, for our listeners to really just consider being a season ticket holder. For adults, they are able to be able to attend all four performances just for $80. And if you have a family that's two adults with children, there's no limit to how many children you have. So you're still able to get a season pass for $195 for the full season. And so, again, we know that the four concerts that are taking place for this season are ones that that no one would be disappointed if you attend all four. And so when you look at the cost of one event, you know, for $25, we definitely want you to attend that. But I think that you would be very, very impressed and intrigued and expand your horizon to a degree if you go ahead and step up and become become that season ticket holder.
Absolutely. And speaking of opportunities, I know one of the things that the Concert Association also has is educational opportunities, working with students in the region. Tell us a little bit about those programs and some things some folks may not be familiar with.
You know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is not just, you know, bringing performances in for the adults or for, you know, our residents in the region to be able to listen and to enjoy, but to also prepare for that next generation that will be coming up through our community. And so the Concert Association for several years have been able to bring some of these artists within our schools, to bring them into the schools and to work with our students. And so this year is no different. With the generosity of a grant that was provided to the association, we're going to be able to bring an internationally known artist by the name of Dr. Louise Toppin, who will be here on October the 17th. And she will actually be doing a masterclass and workshop for the George Washington High School choral program and also for the Four County High School programs. And so this individual, again, very, very well known throughout the world as a performer, and she will actually be workshop with these students on the 17th. And so we're excited to have her in our city. And thankfully for the association, they made that possible.
Grants like that, and you really help, you make an impact on students, to be real honest. When you have some of these large performing artists and things of that nature, you see them always kind of giving back, going into schools. Schools are usually the places you'll see them give back first, because you don't know what kind of mind you can mold or offer direction or just generally make an impact on somebody, and not necessarily drive them in a direction, but maybe inspire them in a direction that they hadn't considered for themselves. So to see a masterclass from a recording artist that is world known is really impressive for our region.
Very much so. And this is tied in with the 100th birthday commemoration of Mrs. Camilla Williams. And Mrs. Williams is a Danville native, and she was actually born in 1919 and here in Danville, and was classically trained as a opera singer. And one of the very notable achievements that she made, that she was actually the first African-American female to receive a regular contract. Great individuals that was birthed here and that was raised and trained here. But we are definitely proud of her and her accomplishments of what she did during her lifetime. And so bringing in Dr. Toppin, we are hoping to inspire that next Camilla Williams, to whomever they may be, to be the next great opera singer that's coming from the Danville region.
And it's not just going to be students that are going to be able to interact with Dr. Toppin. She's actually going to be doing a performance that evening, and you said it was at High Street Baptist Church.
Yes, sir. This concert will be held at the historic High Street Baptist Church here in Danville, just a block over from the radio station here. We are really getting geared up for this. This is a free event, and I would like to emphasize again, free. There is no cost, and we are just excited to have her to come, and she will be doing a performance, a tribute to Mrs. Camilla Williams. And if you're able to see the program that she has in store, it's really going to be a night to remember. Her program is really just a tribute to Mrs. Williams. It goes from her time in Danville to her time at Virginia State College, which is, of course, Virginia State University, her operatic career from 1946 to 1970, and then her time as a professor at Indiana University. And then it goes into, it's going to really be a beautiful night. And I think that important to bring back about the venue. High Street Baptist Church has always been the performing arts center for the Black community back in the civil rights movement in the early 40s and 50s as well, because of its space, because of the influence that it had into the community itself. And so for those who have never been in that particular sanctuary, there is definitely a spirit in that building that is just somewhat magical. Whenever Mrs. Williams' schedule allowed and she was able to come back to the Danville area, she always gave her performances at High Street. Dr. Toppin is excited to be able to stand in that same sacred space as Mrs. Williams. And so the whole community is definitely encouraged to attend, and we're looking for a great night.
Well, and it certainly seems to be, and I couldn't think of a more fitting location for a tribute than a place that she held in such high regard, the community holds in such high regard. So to see that sort of tribute in that venue, as you said, really can make for a magical night. Lots of great things going on. with the Danville Concert Association. Mr. Harrison, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us. We're looking forward to it. Again, tomorrow, October 12th, we'll see the Krueger Brothers down at the Community Market. That'll take place at 7:30. And then next Thursday on the 17th, again, Dr. Louise Toppin will be doing masterclasses with students. So if you've got a student in the choir, make sure they are aware of that. Also, what I'm going to call a legendary tribute performance going on at High Street Baptist Church. Again, that's going to be free to attend. So lots of great things going on. The Danville Concert Association continues another great season, 67 seasons. You'll want to take full advantage of that. And if folks want more information about the association, I'm sure you guys have postings online. What is that website?
Yes, that website, Josh, if you'd like to get more information in regards to that, you can always go to danvilleconcert.org. Again, that is danvilleconcert.org. And you will be able to get a full, complete schedule as far as the other performances that we have for the 2019-2020 season.
Cedric, thank you so much for coming in. We greatly appreciate the time this morning. I hate to get you up so early, but again, we're certainly looking forward to a great weekend and next full 7 days of music in our community.
Thank you as well. And Josh, I would just like to make one other point as well. Even though on next Thursday's event at High Street, it is a free event, we are asking the community to still reserve their ticket. And you can do that online. And basically, what I'm going to give the folks out there in the radio a little shortcut. If you will just text, or if you need to call, you can do that as well at area code 434-250-5978. Again, that number is 434-250-5978. If you could, I will prefer text if possible. Text me your email address and how many tickets that you need, and I will be more than glad to go online and to register that for you. And if you are tech savvy and you just need to link, then you can just text link to me, and I will be more than glad to forward that link to you so that you can reserve your own ticket. And then for those who may not have internet access at all, if you would just leave me a voice message with your telephone number, I'll be more than glad to make sure that your ticket is reserved at the door. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity and time, Josh, to be able to share with the community some exciting things.